हरे कृष्णा, डिफेमेशन ऑफ कैरेक्टर इज नॉट एज डैमेजिंग एज डिफॉर्मेशन ऑफ कैरेक्टर. सपोज समवन डिफेम्स अस, स्प्रेड्स लाइज और फॉल्स रूमर्स अबाउट अस एंड ट्राइज टू असैसिनेट आवर कैरेक्टर दैट वे, वी वुड फील एंग्री एट सच ए पर्सन एंड वी वुड टेक एक्शन, लीगल एक्शन और सम काइंड ऑफ प्यूनिटिव एक्शन. We would vigorously counter the misconception that they are propagating, and we would try to hold them culpable for the misleading propaganda that they are doing. Now, this is natural. We know that our reputation is important, and whatever good work we want to do, if we have a bad reputation, our good work will be impeded by that. So naturally, we react vigorously and validly to when somebody tries to defame our character. But far more damaging than defamation of character is deformation of character. Now suppose someone misinformed us, instead of informing others about us, somebody misinformed us, misled us, and made us do some immoral, unethical activities which became a permanent moral blot on our character. They deformed our character. Now, if we had been misinformed and misled, we'd be enraged with that person. And if they had given us false promises and false understandings of things, we would be infuriated and we would try to penalize that person. At the very least, we would cut off connections with that person so that we would not be misled again. So, the deformation of character is such a dangerous thing that we would do whatever it took to avoid that. Now actually, there is such a deformation of character is what is done by selfish desires such as lust. In the Bhagavad Gita 3.37, Krishna states, Kamesha krodhesha rajoguna samudbhavaha mahashano mahapapma vidhyenamiha vairinam. So kamesha krodhesha, lust only it is which later degenerates into anger, krodhesha. Rajoguna samudbhavaha, that which arises from Rajoguna. Mahashano mahapapma, that which is very, it is all devouring. Mahashana, it has a voracious appetite. Mahapapma, it's extremely sinful. Vidhyenam iha vairinam, know this, to be the enemy of this world, to be the enemy in this world or the enemy of this world at large. So, here Krishna is telling us that the selfish desire embodied by lust is actually our enemy. Now what does lust do? Lust allures us with promises of pleasure, and after alluring us does, it makes us do immoral, anti-devotional activities that distort and damage, even destroy our character. Now relationships that we may have cultivated by the diligence of a lifetime can be destroyed, can be wrecked by the indulgence of a few moments. And that indulgence, which just is insane, which we would not have done at other times, that indulgence, we indulge in it because of the allurement of lust. So, lust, and the worst thing is, lust doesn't let us go with a one-time indulgence. Now, once we indulge in lust, then that creates a groove, a track in our character, in our consciousness, along which our thoughts start sliding along easily, repeatedly and forcefully. And thus, we start thinking of desiring and intending and doing the same indulgence again and again. And thus we get trapped. So not only are we dragged down into immorality by lust, but we are also pulled down and kept down over there by this dangerous enemy. So it deforms our character and then deforms it further. So that's why we need to recognize that lust is a dangerous enemy. And once we get conditioned, it's very, very difficult to come out of the conditionings. So if we take vigorous action against someone who defames our character, and how much more vigorous action should we take against the force that deforms our character? So rather than mistaking lust to be a friend who will give us pleasure, we should understand that it is an enemy which will give us great tribulation. And thus we should drive it away. And the best way to drive it away is by filling our consciousness with the remembrance of Krishna and the service of Krishna, which not only prevents the deformation of character, but actually facilitates the purification and elevation of a character by connecting it with Krishna, the all pure, all attractive Supreme. Thank you. Hare Krishna.